I'm originally from Baltic, South Dakota, and have resided in Sioux Falls now for the last 11 years. I've been practicing dentistry at Advanced Dental at 57th and Louise, and I've been in practice as a dentist for over 18 years.
And how did you get involved in the Mrs. America pageant?
Well, it's always been on the bucket list, and I thought, what the heck, why not try it now? And so I've always done modeling and different other appearances, and it was the right time. It was the right time to bring that facet where I could share with the community that has been so good to me as a practicing dentist in town to give back. And part of the Mrs. America organization is presenting a platform, and my platform is Smile with Pride. And I want to be able to provide care for the impoverished Native Americans out at Rosebud Indian Reservation at the St. Francis Mission Dental Clinic and give them confidence in their smile so they, on a day-to-day basis, can also smile.
Have you been out to the reservation and actually done work, or is this something that we're just gearing up to do, or where are you at in this mission?
I have been out there. I was out there a couple weeks ago, in fact, and we provided care to many, many people that needed different aspects, fillings, cleanings, extractions, root canals, all facets of needs that were met. And in fact, I leave again this Wednesday for back at the reservation. This week is actually Rosebud Dental Days. And so it's a facet of many dentists and volunteers coming to the clinic this week. And I'm so fortunate to be one of those that are going to be there working and helping those people in need.
Is this all volunteer on your part? Is there any fundraising going on somewhere to help pay for this?
This is all volunteerism on my part and those that contribute there also. It is a program that is in great need. You know, looking at what could be brought to the reservation, you know, I have talked to many that if there's anything that they want to bring along or send along with me to the reservation, whether it's supplies such as hygiene supplies, whether it's toothpaste, my favorite, or, you know, shampoo, conditioners, non-perishable items, blankets, anything. There's a need out there, and I would love, love, love to deliver that for the reservation.
Back to the pageant. Mrs. America pageant, I suppose you have to win, like any other pageant, you have to win a preliminary title to get into the pageant?
Yes, I was crowned Mrs. South Dakota on April 11th this last April.
Okay.
And so lots of preparations are in the works right now. The competition has swimsuit, evening gown, interview, onstage question, and those were all the preliminary items that had to be won in Sioux Falls to carry the title as Mrs. South Dakota.
And when is the Mrs. America pageant?
It is coming up. It's August 29th in Tucson, Arizona.
And so how do you prepare for the big show, I guess? Are you doing anything different than you did for Mrs. South Dakota?
Preparations are very similar to preparing for the local pageant. It's just on a larger magnitude. You know, you look at promoting your platform, which is a huge basis of the Mrs. America organization. You also need to keep fitness in mind. You need to work out. You need to work on your interviewing. You need to practice walking. You need to practice all the elegance of being on stage and have opportunities such as this to visit with you.
But as Mrs. South Dakota, you also have some duties locally. For a year.
Yes, my reign goes until April of 2015. And in that time period, it is getting out in the community, making appearances, supporting my platform, getting out, doing anything that I can to help the community that's been so good to myself.